From Oxbow to Oslo, New York to New Westminster. We're global, baby. Covering what matters to you. Let us know in the comments right now. Welcome to another episode of The Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to The Rod Peterson Show. Howdy. Episode 211. Let's go. Rod here, Darren there. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing good.
Good. Ready to talk sports?
Yeah, let's do it.
I got to be honest. My mind was racing last night when my head hit the pillow thinking, what are we going to talk about? There's not so much to talk about. It's been a slow, going to be a slow day. Well, you got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I've got so many topics here in the Divine Nine show topics, so let's go. Ty McGauley going to be joining us later on from Ohm Hockey Systems. That is in the last segment of the show. Derek the Duke Myers is going to be with us, sportscaster to the stars. Amanda Ruler, former pro football player. Hell of a story, of course. She's going to join us to talk about WrestleMania 36. Why the hell not, right?
Right.
And Amber Balkan's going to be joining us, and that is... That got Paul's attention. His neck just snapped. What? Who? A sprint car racer? Is that what it is? This is what I know. She is the future Mrs. Jordan Reeves, but I know she's a race car driver. I know she's in the Carolinas, and I'm very much looking forward to chatting with her. So that's cool. That's part of the guest list today, but I'm just ready to jump right in because we got a lot of things to get to, Dupe. So let's go on the Divine Nine show topics. Number one, Bravo CFL. A lot of news coming out from the Canadian Football League. It's not all good news, but at least they're in the news. And what I mean by that is, one, Saskatchewan Roughriders releasing quarterback Brian Bennett yesterday. We were alerted to that. Three Down posted it. We posted it shortly after the Riders posted it. Brian Bennett is gone. Now, I understand to our viewers across the country, a backup quarterback for the Saskatchewan Roughriders being released is not front of your, you know, page news, but it is around here, right? Got a lot of people talking, but yeah. We also predicted it. The day they signed James Franklin, February 12th, I looked it up, the Riders did. We knew this was the end of the line for Brian Bennett. Unfortunate, good guy. So he's looking for work.
Yeah, you're not keeping a fourth quarterback to do special teams and short yardage and all those types of things, yeah. He'll find a home, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think hopefully he hooks on with somebody. Moving on, point two. I don't know why this is so rapid fire today, but it is. Did you see the story on 3downnation.com that the Edmonton Eskimos, a former front office worker, football ops guy, Kyle Thorne, is suing the football team for wrongful dismissal, claiming that they were trying to get him to circumvent the salary cap? He specifically pointed the finger at general manager Brock Sunderland. He is seeking close to $1 million in damages for wrongful dismissal. My initial take on that? None of our business. That's between them. It's ugly. I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
How about you?
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. So, yeah, I'm not sure because I just don't have enough details yet into what happened to really weigh in on it. But it's not a good thing. It's not a good situation. That's for sure.
No. The Eskimos sending out a statement, by the way, that they're aware of the... I'm paraphrasing here. I may not have it totally right, but the legal action against them, they will not have any further comment, but they do stand by the actions of their football team and their general manager. So I'll just say that's between them. Quite a scoop from 3Down, but I'm not interested in going down that road. We tackle enough ugly topics. Not interested in tackling that one.
Yeah.
I will chime in with comments from our viewers. Don Mitchell writes in from snowy, rainy, cloudy Ottawa, he says today. John O'Flynn writing it on the Facebook wall. Hello from North Vancouver, BC to all. And gives the arm flex emoji. So that's cool. So far, viewers from Vancouver to Ottawa. We'd love to know where all you're watching from today. Point three, CFL free agent draft. If there were one, and I got to give you this, I admire the cojones of one Justin Dunk. He's not standing down from his report that if there is no CFL season, that all contracts become null and void and everybody's a free agent. So let's just say that that happened. Just
yep.
Because why the hell? What else we got to talk about?
Sure.
I want our viewers to chime in with this. Who are your top three selections that you would make at the draft if you could? Your top three. Wow. Maybe they're all quarterbacks. Maybe they're all D linemen. I mean, yesterday you said Willie Jefferson would be your number one and I mocked you, but that's fine. You understand. Yeah. I'm just teasing you.
Exactly.
Justin Dunk was on yesterday. He said his would be Bo Levi Mitchell. I said mine would be Cody Fajardo, which I should have backed that up or explained why. It's why I would never be a great general manager, because my heart clouds my head all the time.
You're drafting
My
from,
wife tells me that, too.
You're drafting
She's
from
like,
the
you
heart.
Just love Darian so much that you can't see his faults. So what? That's how I feel, damn it. So I'll take Cody, and I'll win or die with Cody. I don't care. I want Cody. He's my guy.
The fans will love it. The fans will love it. Until Cody starts throwing interceptions, which I don't know that that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah,
could you cut him?
Hey, my dad's first cousin, Bonnie Schaefer. She chimes in from Beseda. Beautiful Echo Lake out there, right? That is so beautiful. Hi, Bon. Good to see you. How about Monty writing? Monty, go back to bed. Monty from Saskatoon writing in. Get over it. What are you talking about, Monty? Why do you say these things?
Durant?
Oh, get over Darian? Yeah, what are you talking? Get over it, Monty says. Maybe I don't want to get over it. Who says I got to get over it? Who's your top three? By the way, Robin Wildy writes in from Prince Albert this morning. He says the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame postponed the ceremony that was scheduled for this June. Justin Morneau, Dwayne Ward, and John Olerud selected to the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. Thank you for that, Robin. That's unfortunate. I'm still imploring the Canadian Football Hall of Fame to announce their induction class for 2020. I'm like, now's the time. They don't necessarily agree. But it's a great class. It's got a lot of chutzpah.
Good.
It's got a lot of pizzazz.
They should take over the whole stage right now.
Anyways, we stick to our own business. That's working well for everybody. So anyways, your top three. People, write in. I don't see any. Come on, Monty, get over it. Who's your top three? So I'll say Cody. I got to think about it. Put some thought into that, please.
Yeah.
And then write in Prairie Mobile text line 306-840-8777. Who are your top three picks in the CFL draft? Americans, Canadians, vets, rookies, you name it. Who are your top three? I would pick Cody. I'd ride or die with him, and I'd be comfortable with that.
Yep.
That's why I'll never be a general manager, although Jeremy O'Day's riding and dying with him. He's doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do we got? What are you laughing at, DuPont?
Jason, is he jabbing at you?
Jason in Red Deer says his three picks would be Bo Levi Mitchell, Brandon Banks, and Andrew Harris. Put Simone Lawrence. Who? Yeah, if you put Simone in there, then I would get it. Who are three people that I've never been in a phone booth with? Moving on. Oh, point four. All U.S. shows that I've watched in the last 24 hours have been devoted to the Tom Brady interview. When I say the U.S. shows that I watch are NFL Network, Total Access, ESPN Get Up. Are there any other channels?
Yeah, I don't think
none that I care
that exist.
None that I care of. And the reason I bring that up, and I want your take on this, is Deion Sanders was on NFL Total Access last night, and they said, the host said, why would Tom Brady say he's not concerned about his legacy? Were you not concerned about your legacy, Deion? Why would he not be concerned? And Deion's like, no, because if he spent time worrying about his legacy, he wouldn't be able to accomplish making a legacy. He goes, I totally get it. But it's just interesting how Joe Fan doesn't understand how the high-level, high-functioning athletes think.
That's Deion understands. He was in that mold.
Yeah.
I mean, in a two-sport way, I mean, Deion's is prime time as they get. So he's got the nickname, right? But yeah, you worry about the legacy comes after. That's kind of the payoff. You can't really try and worry about that right now. For Tom, it's funny. But yeah, everywhere you looked, I just even searched it. Every outlet, newspaper, online report, TV station, they all had so-and-so reacts to the Tom Brady interview. So-and-so reacting the latest from the Tom Brady interview. It's crazy. And now this morning, the Gronk news. Have you heard the Gronk news this morning? Bleacher Report had it that Gronk's been working out in addition to WrestleMania in Florida. And there's some legs now to the rumor that Gronk might be interested in coming back and playing in Tampa with Tom.
Come on.
There's some legs to it.
But Gronk hasn't been quoted in this.
No, and this hasn't grown yet.
You
this
are is, fake news.
This is rumors. But he's been working out in Florida, apparently, according to Bleacher Report. So that's what I read this morning.
I got so many comments coming in here from Les Lazaruk, my brother from another mother, the me of Saskatoon, if I may. He says, no jab here, Rod. Bo Levi Mitchell, Andrew Harris, and Cody Fajardo. By the way, Jason in Red Deer goes, did I miss something? Why is that funny? I think news gets to Red Deer slow. Those are all figures that I've had considerable set-tos with, except for Andrew Harris. But who said, Clark said, if you throw Simone Lawrence in there, we got a party. Brad Hersina, my army buddy. I don't know where it is. Can you put that up, Clark? I want to get, you know, Brad, because he was in here. Retired major. Guys, that guy's tougher than a 10-cent steak. From, oh, where did it go? Brad Hersina, the army guy, says Cody Fajardo, Willie Jefferson, and Brandon Banks. I get that. Thank you. Trent from Norway wrote in, and we've lost it. It slid off the, that's how fast the comments are going. I'll put the flag down for a minute. You found it? Same three? From Trent in Norway, my three picks would be Cody Fajardo, Brandon Banks, and Willie Jefferson. So I'm not completely crazy. There are people that would take Cody Fajardo as their quarterback. So, yeah. So I mentioned those U.S. shows. Point five, what are you watching? What's everybody watching? That's the other thing. You want to chime in with what you're watching at this time amid the pandemic? I mentioned mine.
Yep.
In the morning, ESPN Get Up, NFL Total Access while my wife is finishing her day, her work day. And then we slide into a nice little routine here of Netflix. And that is Dirty Money we've started because we finished Ozark, which sucked having to finish that. So we watch Dirty Money, and then we watch Mad Men, and then we watch Queen of the South, and then we might go back and watch another Dirty Money. Those are the ones that we're on right now. So we're on a nice Netflix rotation. That's good. I didn't really want Tiger King to end either. But
I know. And then when the new episode launches, isn't that supposed to be this week or next week? A new episode of Tiger King, we'll get back on that. But I'm with you on that. I'm doing the same thing with Ozarks. It's hard to not watch them all. I'm trying to watch only one a day.
Just so go one a day. Don't binge, man.
Yeah, I just got...
Moderation. Have you ever heard of that?
I just got to the part with
the horses. I just learned of it. Yeah. With the horses? At Ozark?
Yeah.
Have you got to the scene where they castrated the stud horse?
Yeah.
Wow.
They are...
The size of footballs.
The size of footballs. They're huge. And I like how they put them in like the padded case or like the solution. Like a lock it down. Like these things are worth a lot of money. I don't know.
My mind is jumping around all over the place. Paul writes in from the couch. Paul's sitting in his chair currently. And he says he's watching A Football Life. Here's my problem with that, Paul, and to everybody. I've watched them all. I go on the grid and Jerry Jones, Lawrence Taylor, Dan Marino, I'm going to watch again. I only watch the Cowboys ones again. I don't watch any other ones again.
Fair.
So they need more.
Yeah.
We talked about that the other day. I'm sorry to cut you off. So you're watching Ozark and what else?
Succession is the other one.
Is it good?
Succession's good. Yeah, really good. It's, I think it's on Crave, but it's very good.
We'll continue with these topics throughout the whole show, of course. This is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. And I challenge everybody to do the same economic stimulus package as me. As soon as this lifts, go get new flooring from Flooring Superstore because we're going to be doing it. I already told Trent that. Y'all want new flooring, so you might as well just get it from Flooring Superstore.
Fair.
Point six, I have a personal beef with this. Well, for one, the Masters was to begin today. So there was that Jack Nicklaus on this morning on ESPN talking about his best Masters memories and so forth. And the Stanley Cup playoffs were supposed to, the playoffs were supposed to begin yesterday. So what I, we've said it many times on this show, everything's right between your ears, right, Darren? Yeah. Everything. What you think you feel, what you think you do, what you think you become. And for people to say, the playoffs were supposed to start today. Then you put yourself in a funk all day. Or for days. Or think of something else.
Yeah.
So I guess you can sit and stew in that. Or think of something else. But I'm like, oh, okay. I just moved on. Where are you on these things that the Masters would have started today and the playoffs yesterday?
But it's not. It's starting in November. That's where I'm at in it. It's not okay. Masters weekend. Yeah, it's cool to think about it, and you know it would have been the opening day to the Masters, and you know to be honest, we'd have it on in here. It'd be on in the other room, right? It'd be great. I love it. Thursday, Friday, I watch all of it. It's great. We've had parties for the Masters, but it's not Masters weekend because we've got coronavirus and it's shut down. The Masters is now in November. That's kind of where I'm at.
It's not over. It's postponed.
Yeah, the market is the market. There is no Masters this weekend, so
I guess the point is, if you think about crappy things, you're going to feel crappy.
Yeah.
And I just have a tough time. I see, and it's not just the public. I see the media figures, the media leaders that are leading this sulking. And it just bothers me. Heather Matter is watching. Thank you, Heather, for watching, by the way. She's written in a couple things here. She says she's watching Bad Blood. Have you seen Bad Blood? I'd watch it. Kim Coates,
okay,
who's promised to come on this show. Kim Coates, here's my story of Kim Coates. He and I were brought in as ambassadors for a Rush game, so we hung out together. And I got to say, I apologized, not to him, but to myself. I should have researched this guy a little bit. And my wife was with me. We went to the Rush game. I knew who he was.
Yeah.
You know, Sons of Anarchy, I knew he was the star of that. He's the star of Bad Blood. He's been in Bad Boys 1 or 2. I can't remember. I think 1. I went back and looked at it. I'm like, yeah, I watched the movie. He's in it.
What did he do?
He's a thug.
Okay.
He's a tough.
Yeah.
And I think he threatened to roll Martin Lawrence early on in the movie. Something.
Okay.
Or Martin Lawrence pulled him over in a car speeding in Miami. That's okay. What I think. But anyways, Kim Coates at the Rush game. He'd never been to an NLL game before. Have you seen the photo of him where he's like whispering over my ear? Where he's like right up in my ear saying something?
Yeah.
You know what he was saying at that moment? He said, they play music the whole effing time. I'm like, yeah, they do. It's awesome. So that's what he was saying. He'd never been to a game
before. He's used to hockey and football.
And by the way, after that game was a big win for the Rush. This may or may not surprise you, but the Urbans asked if I wanted to go in and address the team. Me, to the Rush players. I'm like, what the hell am I going to say? I'm good. Kim Coates went in there and addressed the team, and there's video of it. Did you see it?
I seen it.
But he's a showman. That's him.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't feel right. I wouldn't even know what to say.
Yeah,
would you?
What would you say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Would you give like try and do a rah-rah speech and act like you know the game and do that? Or would you do it as a PR tour? Be like, thanks for having me, all that kind of, like, I don't know which way you'd go with it.
I know. I'm not great in situations like that. There's been a few. And I declined. And I don't regret declining, but there was one time, my wife worked for Molson for 11 years, and one time we were at the Christmas party in Saskatoon, and the manager of the province for Molson said to me, Rod, you want to get up and say a few words? This is in front of everybody. And again, I cringed. What am I going to say?
Yeah.
Give me 5 minutes. I'll think about what I want to say, but I can't.
Right.
There's certain guys that just, tap on the shoulder and away they go. Jim Hobson's one.
Of course. Of course.
He need to think. I need to think about what I'm going to say. I'm going to look like a fool otherwise.
Yeah.
So that's my Kim's coat story. Should we break? And this is kind of what the day is going to be. A lot of BS and a lot of coffee road talk. The Duke's ready? Okay, so I'll just rattle through my topics and then he can jump in on any of these. Opinions on the CFL season. I'm seeing so many people saying there's not going to be a season. Why are you guys even talking about a season? Based on math, there's not going to be a season. But then you also see the health and disease people saying, I don't know. So how can you say or me say there's going to be a season or not if they don't know?
You can't.
So you can choose to be positive or negative. It's your choice. But we're really seeing who the positive and negative people are right now.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Myers is a negative person, so my guess is he... Hey, you'll have your say next, Derek. 8, a potential NLL playoff format, because they said they're scrapping the regular season. What would be a good playoff format? The lacrosse you could do in a tournament. You could do it in a weekend in one place. So I think they will hand out the... they don't call it the Champions Cup anymore, but the Champion Trophy, I think they will hand out.
Yeah.
And shouldn't be that hard for them. Or am I completely misreading it?
It's the only thing that comes in, and this is, again, something that's plaguing the CFL a little bit, too, is just the money involved. It's so important. The money is so... It's smaller, right? And you look at the NFL players who are making, I don't know, some of the salaries, but they all have other jobs and they get flown in on the weekend. So can they, you know, can those guys leave their jobs if they're getting paid for a tournament that's going to last a week or a couple of weeks? How many games can they play, you know, in succession? All of those things. It's not quite like the NFL when you're dealing with millions of dollars in salaries and millions of dollars in revenues that you can just go to the players and say, look it. We need you to be here for this amount of time. End of story, said and done.
If you don't want to be, somebody will fill your spot.
Yeah, it's a little different in the CFL and the NLL.
We got breaking news. Ty Dacu writing in our social media advisor saying Kirk Myers is joining Team Dunstone. You saw that?
Yeah.
Oh. Claire? Dun, dun, dun. Claire. She didn't know.
But she alluded to it. It kind of just blew over all of our heads. And I was watching that interview again. And she said in the interview, if you remember, she's like,
there'll be news in the next couple
of days. In a couple of days.
Right.
And she's sitting with the news. Kirk was probably off camera.
Laughing. Hey, they've got a super team. Can we just play the Brier now? To hell with the whole regular season. Joe Lazito is watching in Long Island. And he writes in and he says, I had the opportunity to address the Islanders after a game. It was both awesome and extremely nerve-wracking. From Joe Lazito. A lot of people don't know his story, but those that do know his story would understand. And maybe we'll tell that later on because we got nothing else to do today and it's a hell of a story. So, yeah, we'll break. The Duke next and a sports update. It's the Rod Peterson Show coming to you on this Thursday morning. I haven't even finished all my topics yet. So we'll continue all of those in a moment. You're watching on Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of the Duke, Derek Myers. We were asking, what are you watching during the pandemic crisis, the self-isolation? What are you watching? Devin writes in Prairie Mobile text line. He says, I have two more episodes of Better Call Saul. With no NHL package or CFL, the cable package is getting pulled. No Facebook or social media. I have serenity and freedom. Old school books and music. Have a great weekend. Hopefully there will be no murders or heart attacks or divorces. Mind you, if they are miserable, get a divorce. Peace, Devin. He's talking about the Lynch. Yeah, I talked to Lynch yesterday at length, by the way. The guys at his lunch group made him recite the same thing he said on the show Friday morning. They made him say the same thing at lunch because it was so funny.
That's funny.
And he did it. And I felt compelled to make an announcement this morning on Twitter and Instagram because so many people have been asking about the Game Plus deal and why we weren't on it yesterday to from all across the country. They're like, April 8th, they had it written down. They're like, why are you not on Game Plus TV? And I said, because of COVID-19, it's forced the delay of the Rod Peterson Show's debut on Game Plus Network. Stay tuned. Network execs are working on it on Plan B, and that includes you.
Yes.
But you really find out who your friends or who your supporters are in times like that. So we're all losing money, but I talked to my business manager, Joe Gunnis, yesterday. We're talking about Kelly Taylor and should he get in his money back from deposits for all the gigs that he lost. I said he should get his money back, and Joe said, well, if he doesn't give it back, he's not going to get hired in those places ever again. And he goes, by the way, forget about Kelly Taylor. Do you know how much money you're out? That's what Joe told me. I said, do I want to know? He goes, well, I get sick thinking about it. So let's not think about it. And with that, let's bring in the Duke, Derek Myers, on video chat this morning. How you doing, Duke?
I'm doing really well. I would like you to know, though, that my fee is going up because I am doing this for my home office. So I refuse to be out any money.
Well, hey, that's the thing. And you get it. You absolutely get it.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you want to?
Yeah, I do.
You saw all the topics, man. Where do you want to start?
Yeah.
You're, Yeah, you go. What tickles your funny bone there?
Let me tell you, if I'm picking three, if we're doing a redraft in the CFL and I'm picking three, I'm picking Bo Levi Mitchell, I'm picking Cody Fajardo, and maybe Jeremiah Mazzoli. I'm picking three quarterbacks because, well, there's not that many great quarterbacks to go around in this league, and you could flip those other two that aren't going to start for you for some serious picks and some serious players. So if I'm going to pick three right off the top of my head, if I get picks one, two, and three, taking the three best quarterbacks.
I'm updating, by the way. I want to tell people that's what we're asking. That's one of our show topics. If there was a draft and everything was wide open, who's your top three players? You just said that your top three quarterbacks. Don Degelman writes in. He says, Cody, Shaq, and Cam Judge. So, folks, on the comments, just keep it rolling with who your top three are. Go ahead.
No, Duke, man, just shelve those other two quarterbacks, put them on the shelf, and you got two other teams that don't have a starting quarterback that you're automatically going to get out of. Bold strategy.
There's only so many good quarterbacks to go around. I agree.
Yeah. And the other thing, Derek, on... I facetiously said you're a negative guy. You're not a negative guy. Although, I don't think you're not as positive as I am. How do you feel about there being a CFL season, 18 games, or as they've said, we've heard, they'll go as low as 8 minimum?
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, holy cow, it's like throwing dice in Vegas. Who knows? I really believe in my heart of hearts that we'll have some kind of a season, just given the fact that, you know, where it lands. Are we going to have full 18 games? I mean, that's looking thinner and thinner all the time. But who's to say we can't have a season from Labor Day to Grey Cup right here in Regina in late November? And is that enough? I think so. Why not? I mean, if that's not a problem. I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic of the numbers we've seen surrounding COVID-19. I know we're going to take it step by step by step, but I don't know. I am a little bit pessimistic to think that we're going to start football by July 1st. But I don't know if I need that. I mean, you know, like, let's get everything in order. Let's get the businesses going. Let's get everybody healthy. And why not? You know, they always say the season doesn't start till after Labor Day anyways. I think for the CFL, if you could start and you could get 4 or 5 home games each and play basically a half a schedule and still have the Grey Cup land on late November here in Regina, I'd be happy with that.
From our social media guru, Tyler, he says, thanks to Flooring Superstore Regina for sponsoring that shag on the Duke's face.
You like that, eh? This is my, I can't quite say it was, I'm growing a beard for Lent. You know, I didn't give up shaving for Lent, but this is my, look at, there's a little wisdom in here. See the gray?
That's not bad. That's not totally. Mine would, I'd be looking like... There. I'd look like Santa Claus if I had mine. People continue to write in with their top three picks, and I appreciate that as we roll. But, Derek, you're not just a sportscaster. You're a politician. You're also a businessman. So let me ask you this. How do you feel about the way our leaders of sports, industry, health, and government are dealing with the crisis, at the pandemic at the moment?
Well, hats off to right from the top down, from Premier Scott Moe down through the government, and especially to our medical leaders, Dr. Shahab. I watched intently yesterday as they released their planning numbers. You know, those aren't the numbers that, you know, they're projecting we're going to see. Those are the numbers they're basing planning off of. I found it extremely informative. I felt better about what we're doing. It gives me more confidence in the social distancing or physical distancing and you know, isolating and trying to just shop once a week and all these things. I think we're doing the right things, and I think that's showing up in the numbers. When it comes to our businesses, it makes me sick to my stomach. You know, we both have several friends who are in the, you know, like the restaurant business or the entertainment businesses. I'm thinking of Craven, you know, right off the top of my head's another one. It's like, my God, are we even going to have Craven? I mean, that just makes me sick to my stomach. And I know the governments are trying to do as much as they can, but what's really going to be the important thing, and I know this is being worked on, is the exit strategy. How do we come out of this economically? You know, once we get everything solved health-wise, I really have a lot of faith in what our leaders and what our medical professionals are doing in this province. Though it is comforting to know that I feel like we're on the right path.
One of the other topics that I had was that the Masters was to begin today. You are a golf guy, so how's that hitting you?
It's devastating. It's awful. It is the rite of spring. It is kind of, you know, to me, what's always indicated what springtime is, and you know, the roars at Augusta, and just everything with Tiger coming back as the defending champion. You know, there was just so much excitement around it. He's at 15 majors. He's just three back of Jack. I mean, I was watching it last night, and I've been watching it every night. The, you know, I watched Mike Weir's the other day. We all remember where we were in 2003 when Mike Weir won the Masters. You know, it's one of those seminal sporting events in North America, and it really is kind of that, as I said, the rite of spring. That's a tough one for me to miss. I mean, you know, the playoffs, sure, but they last 2 months. But the Masters, you know, it's 4 days in early April. You know, you generally kind of mark it right on your calendar, and that's a tough one. I know we're going to have it in November, but and I'll be excited then. I'm with DuPont. You know, I'll get fired up again. But that's a tough one to miss. But I mean, everything that's going on, I mean, it's just, you just can't.
No, I know. And actually, my wife and I have a long-standing tradition of watching Masters Final Sunday together. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome being together the day of, what was it, on Tigers on 16, the one where it started way out left and came back down right.
That was in 2005.
Yeah, and then it stopped right on the lip of the cup with the Nike logo, stopped, and then plunk. And Vern Lundquist, in what? Your life! You know,
yes. And, I fell
and
off
all
my
the marketing people
couch.
Said that it would cost millions for Nike to do that, and you might never be able to replicate it.
Nike up on the
That's why we love sports so much.
And it's still, you know, to this day, when they talk about top 10 Masters moments, it's still right there as, you know, one of the all-time top Masters moments. I remember, I go back to when Sandy Lyle won it in 1988, and that was kind of ignited my love of golf. Was one of the first times, but that was back when they showed the back nine on, you know, network TV. Like, it was probably on CTV for us at the time out of the farm. But you know, you didn't see a lot of golf on television or anything, but the Masters Sunday back nine was always, you know, one of those things. It was like a Super Bowl or a CFL. It was one of those moments that, you know, people gathered around, and to not have it is, you know, it just shows the seriousness of the position we're in right now.
You know, it's funny, Duke, when Tiger was winning the Masters, I was driving back home. Geez, we were in playoffs, weren't we, in North Battleford?
Oh, last year?
Yeah, and I was driving from North Battleford home, and I was listening to it on my phone, just listening to it in the car. And as he's coming down, I'm like, I got to watch this. I pulled over on the side of the road, pulled up the video on my app, and watched it on the side of the road. And it was awesome. So we're not into the classics, Rod and I, watching the old games, but one of the things that I think is really cool, have you caught on to the Masters on YouTube yet? So the Masters, they've uploaded, it's the Masters channel, full rounds, all those historic rounds, the final round in 05. They're 4.5 hours each or more.
Yeah.
Right?
You can watch the full. Jack.
So that might be something I put on Sunday, is pick one of the best ones and watch like a day of golf. Just because I don't remember sitting back and watching maybe all of it at the time, that might be one of the classics I watch. I don't know about you.
Well, I was also, you mentioned the SJ. I mean, it's kind of a bummer too. We should be right in the middle of the Kenalta Cup right now, you know, with those kids and covering that, which I was really looking forward to this year. But I mean, at the end of the day, I know sports has always been the great escape for us. You know, 9/11 was one of those moments in the United States where, when baseball came back and when the NFL came back, you know, it was a great escape. And right now, it's just such a different time because we can't use those gatherings to escape. But at the end of the day, and I know we're sports people and that's what we talk about, but I'm trying to recalibrate my mind and go, there's more important things than watching hockey. Although I did catch a game last night, the Oilers and the Penguins from back in like 86 or 87, I think it was. Man, have you been watching any of those?
No.
Not yet.
Oh my God. It was a different brand of hockey back then. My God, watching Mario and Wayne and Glenn Anderson and Wayne was playing the point on the power play. They had Charlie Huddy in front of the net. Like, it was great to watch, but different brand of hockey back then.
What a time to be alive. I just want to say, Don Narcisse is watching from Houston, and he says, if the season started in September with an 8 or 9 game season, question, right, do the players get their full contract, or will it be prorated? And I thank you, Narco, for the question. We kicked that around yesterday with Justin Dunk. And thank you, Narco, for watching, by the way, in Houston. And I think we all are in agreement and thinking that if the season was cut in half, contracts would duly be cut in half. That would be the only reasonable way to look at it. And the addendum off that is Henry Burris was quoted as saying, can't remember what outlet he was on, media outlet saying, there's going to be a lot of Americans saying, is it even worth coming up for the season if we're only going to make half a season's wage?
Now, hey, put anything down on tape. There'll be a lot of guys. Don't kid yourself. putting stuff down on tape to play for next year. It'd be interesting to see, too, and I know Dunk is at the forefront of this, but I saw an article the other day about how Wimbledon, the All England lawn tennis, they had an insurance policy that they paid like $2 million a year for the last, I think, just about two decades, that in case something like this happened, they were insured. So they likely are going to get a big insurance settlement to cover them. And I'd be interested to see if the CFL had any sort of, insurance or something.
Big difference between pro football and tennis. And insurance is a tough thing to come by in football. But we got to roll because I got to get to a sports update. But Duke, thanks for this. I appreciate you chiming in. This has been fun.
Anytime. And tell Tyler I'm going to keep growing the shaggy in here for him.
All right. Appreciate it. I'm sorry, Darren. So the SJHL writing in saying we're looking forward to being a part of the Saskatchewan sports landscape again very soon. And for the golf people that are just so despondent that there's no Masters, that's me with junior hockey playoffs. It's with junior hockey playoffs. That's my thing. So whatever you're upset about that you're missing, you know, we all have our thing. And for me, it's junior hockey, both dub and junior A, because I think somebody pointed out the other day we'd be in round two of the dub playoffs right now.
And
shoot, the SJHL would be in the league final, maybe?
They'd be close. If it's not now, it's right here. And we'd be sitting, well, I mean, the show, obviously we'd be doing the show, but we'd be getting ready to grab our coffee and go sit in the rink and watch the morning skate, which is one of, like, that's a rite of passage. That's one of the greatest things of the year is playoff time, sitting at those morning skates and talking to the hockey
people. We had a plane lined up to take us to Flin Flon.
I know.
Next year. Brian Warwishin's watching in Vancouver from the BC Lions Den podcast. By the way, did I show this yet? Brian, thank you. I got your shirt right here. I know our listeners can't see this, but this is from the BC Lions Den podcast. I'm waiting until it gets warm enough to wear it out here, Brian, just so you know. You're not going to see me in short sleeves anytime soon, the way the weather's going. But he says, I'm worried about the Lions during a shortened season. The Lions will likely be starting up in the fall again, and fans starve for NHL, and the Lions will be forgotten with no momentum should they start in September. You know better than me, Brian, because you live out there. He also used to live here, but I just see it as a massive challenge that I can't wait to tackle in concert with the Canadian Football League and the member teams to get people back into the stadiums. I can't wait for the challenge of getting people turned on again.
That's exactly what it is. You nailed it. It's a challenge, and it's marketing. That's what it is. Can the teams in the league create demand, create excitement in a short period of time? They should be really excited about the opportunity.
Pat Hamilick writes in and says, Dupes in his Mr. Rogers sweater. I was wondering about that. Did Mr. Rogers have a garage sale?
What's the deal? I'm a big fan. I was a fan as a kid, and now I get an opportunity to sit in my chair.
Were you a fan of Mr. Rogers?
I did watch as a kid. And I watched the movie with Tom Hanks. It was pretty good.
I was a fan of Mr. Dress-Up.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually got to meet him in the lobby of the radio station in Weyburn. Got a photo of it. I'll show you.
Cool.
Yeah. Ernie Coombs.
Fred Penner was my favorite of all of them, but I would sit there with my little toy guitar.
Do we have Amber ready? Working on it. All right. Sprint Cup car racer Amber Belkin. Hang on. Sports update before we break and bring Amber on, the future Mrs. Jordan Reeves. Edmonton Oilers forward Colby Cave remains in a medically induced coma at a Toronto hospital after suffering a brain bleed earlier this week. The Oilers, through Cave's family, provided an update on Cave's status this morning on the team Twitter account. From the Oilers, Colby is still in a medically induced coma. This is giving his brain time to heal and rest from all he's been through. The 25-year-old from Battleford, Saskatchewan, was airlifted to Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto on Tuesday after being admitted to a hospital in Barrie, Ontario on Monday. Cave underwent emergency surgery Tuesday with doctors removing a cyst that was causing pressure on his brain. So it sounds like the prayers are working. Thank you and continue for the Colby Cave family and Colby himself. The Western Hockey League has announced 52 players have been named to NHL Central Scouting's final rankings for the 2020 draft. Leading the way are 9 skaters inside the top 26 North American skaters. I assume you're all over this. You saw this. As well as 3 of the top 10 goalies in North America. Ranked 8th by Central Scouting, defenseman Caden Gooley of the Prince Albert Raiders is the top-ranked dub skater, and goalie Garen Bjorklund of Medicine Hat is the top-ranked WHL goalie. Other dub skaters ranked inside the top 26 include defenseman Braden Schneider of the Brandon Wheat Kings, forward Seth Jarvis of the Portland Winterhawks, forward Ridley Grigg of the Brandon Wheat Kings, forward Connor Zeri of the Kamloops Blazers, Ozzie Weisblatt of the Prince Albert Raiders, forward Justin Sorda for the Vancouver Giants, defenseman Damon Hunt of the Moose Jaw Warriors, and forward Jake Neighbors of the Edmonton Oil Kings. And what else did I have here? The Houston Astros Foundation partnered with Papa John's this week to deliver pizzas to all 94 fire stations in Houston. The team said that 470 pizzas were delivered across the city to support the approximately 4,000 firefighters working in Houston during this pandemic. That is your Thursday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, closed temporarily. And for Red Bull Canada, watch out for the Red Bull Wings team to make appearances at some Rod Peterson on-location events throughout the summer. Red Bull is launching a new Peach Edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven and Loblaws Superstore and No Frills. Available now. Hang on, everybody. Special guest joining us next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday morning. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, on this Thursday. It's episode 211, Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. By the way, we will be observing Good Friday. No show Friday and no show Monday, right? But we will have some special things.
Oh yeah.
So be following on Facebook. I'm very excited about our next guest. Her bio is about yay long, very long. For me, she is soon to be the next Mrs. Jordan Reeves, and the first Mrs. Jordan Reeves, if I may make that clear. But Amber Belkin does not need to be recognized by Jordan Reeves. Hey, Amber, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm going to read the first paragraph of your bio from your website, if you don't mind, which is amberbelkinracing.com. Amber's a third-generation race car driver from Winnipeg. In 2016, she made Canadian history when she became the first Canadian female to win a NASCAR-sanctioned race in the USA. At 25 years of age, Amber successfully utilized her racing platform to be one of motorsport's largest female influencers, inspiring and motivating others to pursue their dreams, break stereotypes, and have a positive impact on society. But as I've gotten to know you through Jordan Reeves, that is just scratching the surface of what you're all about. Am I right?
Thank you. Yeah, I have to update that bio because I just turned 28 and I'm 25. So that could be on my to-do list during quarantine.
Yeah. What is life like for you, by the way, through quarantine? Now, are you in North Carolina?
Yeah. So I live here in North Carolina. Jordan lives with me here in the off season, obviously lives in Regina during season. I've been on this rig a lot, the simulator, which has been really cool. Been doing a lot of wedding planning, which has been really fun. Taking Hugo for walks. And yeah, just trying to be as productive as possible with all
this
time.
You know what? I'm going to go down this road of you and Jordan's pending marriage in a minute, but I got a lot more career things with you I want to ask you. And I'm just going to get this out of the way now. Our director, Jordan, who you've been working with to get on camera here, he wants to challenge you to a virtual simulation race. He's one of the top racers in the nation, is he not? What's the league he's in?
iRacing.
iRacing. He's one of the top iRacing. Yeah. Yeah. Would you accept that challenge, Amber?
Absolutely, but I need a few months to practice. I actually just got this simulation rig a few weeks ago, and simulation racing is really hard. People underestimate it. There is a lot of similarities between real racing and simulating racing, but like anything, you need to practice. You need to put in the hours to get good at it, so give me a couple months, and I'll take that up that
challenge.
If that's
a yes, we will take it. I'm guessing you made Jordan Reeves wait as long as you're making our Jordan wait, which is cool. So, how did you get into racing? Like, third generation racer, this is what I want to know about. What's your story behind the wheel?
Yeah, absolutely. So my dad still races to this day. He races dirt late models. My grandfather, my mom's dad, raced sprint cars. Her whole family raced. So my parents actually met at the racetrack and had me. So I've been going to the racetrack since I was in my mom's belly. I grew up on go-karts on the dirt tracks. Then I raced mini sprints, then 410 sprint cars. Then I went over to NASCAR. And this year I might be racing something different. So I haven't announced what I'll be racing this year, but I'm really excited for, this quarantine to be over so we can all get back to sports again.
No, for sure. And tell me a little bit about Race-Wives, if you don't mind, on CMT as well. You're the star of that program.
Yeah, that was definitely a very unique experience filming a reality TV show. It was really cool to have Jordan in it with me, have another athlete. You know, they really talked about our long distance relationship at that point and how two athletes coming together really can be beneficial in a partnership and relationship. And it went over the struggles of finding sponsorship to race. Racing is extremely expensive sport, and I've really struggled financially to be able to attain the sponsorship to move up to the next level. Most people in my position come from a really wealthy family where their parents pay for most of it until they get to the top, or their uncle owns Walmart or something like that. So I've always kind of been behind the eight ball in that respect. I've had to work really, really hard to gain sponsors on my own and keep those sponsors. And the more you move up, the more money it costs. Now I'm asking for millions of dollars, which is a crazy amount of money just to get to go around in circles and do what I love. But there are a lot of benefits to it. So I'm half marketing manager, businesswoman, half race car driver.
But you're in a good spot, though, in terms of, like, you're on your way. It would seem that you're well on your way as opposed to where you were when you were first starting out. At least that's how it looks. Am I right in that?
Absolutely. I grew up just grassroots racing on the dirt tracks, and my whole goal was just to race sprint cars. And when I was 21, I attained that goal, and that's when I caught the eye of the NASCAR Diversity Program. I really didn't think NASCAR was possible for me, being from Winnipeg, and racing is not really big, and just a female, and there was so many things that didn't make sense that why I couldn't do it. And then I decided, well, I want to do it, so I'm going to go after it. So I've been chasing the NASCAR dream the last 3 or 4 years. But for me, as long as I'm behind the wheel of a race car, I'm happy. So that's why you might see me in something a little different this year. But as long as it has wheels and a motor and I get to go around in circles and win races, then I'm happy.
Well, for sure. And exposure obviously will help. Interviews like this, I hope, will help. Now, I got to talk now about you and Jordan. And the first time I met Jordan Reeves was on the field in Dodgertown, Vero Beach, Florida. And he didn't have a shirt on. And I walked up to him and I said, I don't know whether to look at you or read you. And he broke out laughing. And we've been friends ever since. And I've seen his photos of you coming to Rider games and so forth and hugging on the field afterwards. So what's your thoughts on the Rider Nation? And Jordan's re-signed, I believe, for 2020. So what's it like coming here as a fan, having your fiance on the field?
I love it. It's, besides racing, it's my favorite thing to do. I love coming to Mosaic Stadium and seeing all the fans. They honestly have the best fans ever. The atmosphere is unreal every single time. It doesn't matter if it's playoffs or preseason. Like, everyone's just so excited and so pumped up. It gets me in such a good mood. I absolutely love going to the games. I always tell him, like, it hurt when he was hurt last year because I didn't get to watch him play, and I love watching him play. It's so much fun and, you know, a little scary at times, but that's his job. I get it. He's going to get hurt. But I've always loved football, so to watch him play is just a bonus.
He probably thinks the same thing watching you race, which, by the way, one of our viewers, Mike Lee, who is a race fan, writes in and he says, can you ask Amber if she's ever raced in Estevan? Because Estevan is a motor speedway down there. Have you ever been on that track?
Yeah. No, I personally haven't raced at that track, but my dad's raced at that track quite a few times in the dirt late model and actually won. And he said out of all the tracks he's been to probably 50 all over North America. That's one of his favorite tracks because the fans there too are just so awesome. They're so full of spirit, so excited. And the track promoters, everyone treats the drivers with so much respect. And it's a great facility there. So I'd love to race there one day.
So, and then moving more into the Reeves family, you're joining the Reeves family, which could be looked at as one of Canada's first sports families. Willard's their dad. Jordan's a Rough Rider and a former BU Bobcat. And then Ryan with the Vegas Golden Knights, which is one of my favorite teams, top two. You guys were just down there hanging out with Ryan. So what's it like rolling in Vegas with one of the Golden Knights, one of the most recognizable stars of the team?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We went there for Jordan's 30th birthday. He's not going to be very happy. I just said that he's 30, but it's the truth. So, yeah. And they treated us out to a fun night on the town. We went to dinner and it was a beautiful place. And yeah, we were treated very well. So that was really cool and exciting. But honestly, when we go to Vegas, we mainly just stay at their house and hang out with their kids and try to get as much family time as possible because we don't really get to see them that often since Ryan's obviously really busy in the NHL. Jordan's busy with CFL and I'm racing, so all our schedules are kind of crazy. Even planning our wedding, where we're trying to schedule so, you know, Ryan could come, and we think he can, but now with this quarantine, I don't know how it's all gonna work out, but hopefully we can all make it to our wedding.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's pretty exciting that you can go to Mosaic Stadium for Rider games, go to T-Mobile Arena for Golden Knights games, and have family playing. What do you think about those Knights games, by the way? You've obviously been to quite a few venues in sports. How about Knights home games in the Fortress?
It's the same kind of atmosphere as the Mosaic Stadium. It's just like nothing you've ever seen before. And at the T-Mobile Arena, they basically put on a Vegas show during, before, after the game. Like, there's something always going on, and it's not just hockey. Like, it's a whole night of entertainment when you go to one of those games.
No doubt. So, Amber, before I let you go, is there anything that we haven't covered here? I think we should maybe tell our viewers how they can follow you if they're not already, because you're very active on social media. And just, what are you into these days, wedding aside?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just really excited to race. I didn't get to race that often last year or the year before because of lack of financial sponsors. So I feel good about this season, and I just want to be racing as much as possible. I know Jordan wants to be on the field as much as possible. So we're just, even though things have been delayed right now, we're really, really focused on our careers and getting things going. He misses football. I miss racing. So I think that's the biggest thing. To follow me, you can follow me at AmberBalkan10 on Instagram, Facebook, AmberBalkanRacing, Twitter at AmberBalkan10. And yeah, we're just excited for sports to be back running again. And not sure if we're going to have season 2 of the show or not. But if we do, I'll be posting that on my social media so you can follow along that way.
I should say that you and I share the same business manager in Joe Gunnis, Joe Brokentoe, and you do motivational speaking. So if somebody were to have you come out and speak to their group, corporation, that kind of thing, what topics do you cover?
Absolutely. Kind of a big range of things, everything from business to going after your dreams to women empowerment to bullying, a little bit of everything. You know, I've had to overcome a lot of adversity being a female driver and a Canadian driver in American sport. And there's just a lot of obstacles I've had to overcome. And it's taught me a lot. It's built a lot of character. It's given me a lot of confidence. And through trials and tribulations, you only come out stronger and more wiser. And so I like to share that with people. And I'm fortunate enough to get to do that through my public speaking.
I'd love to see that. And that's through EMJ Marketing. So Amber, obviously a big fan of Jordan. I'm a big fan of yours. Please say hey to Jordan for me. And all the best here getting through this.
Thank you so much. You too. I hope you guys are all doing well and being safe and excited to get the rider season back up and going.
You betcha. Thanks, Amber. Amber Belkin joining us from Amber Belkin Racing. And we got Tommy Halleck writing in, says the sheriff, Amber's future father-in-law, living legend, talking about Willard Reeves. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's exciting. I like the setup she's got. I'd be interested to see what Jordan's setup looks like now for his racing at home. Does it look like that? Because that's pretty cool. It looks custom. I don't know. I think Jordan bit off a little more than he can chew.
He just said in my ear, Jordan, our director, that his setup is not nearly as nice as hers. Does it matter if you're driving a nice car or a clunker as long as you win? Does it matter what it looks like? I don't think so.
I don't know. The first...
What are you backing out, Jordan?
Put it into perspective.
He says, no, not at all.
The first two vehicles that I owned... after getting my driver's license, neither of them had cup holders. Amenities matter, okay? Amenities matter.
Do race cars have cup holders in them?
I don't know, really?
You know, you're having your coffee. Or your zing, coffee. Zing, zing, zing. Jordan says he is definitely not backing down. He just says she's got better training amenities than he does.
The French.
Guy, he's already sandbagging.
The French guy in Talladega Nights was sipping espresso while he was driving down the road. I don't know. And he was kicking ass. So,
Boy, that was fun. Amber Belkin Racing. I feel like she's one of those stories that she came onto my radar when her and Jordan got together. Fair. Would I have known about her otherwise? I don't know. I probably wouldn't have known who Sarah Kalana was if it wasn't for John Ryan. Like, these sort of power couples are a good thing for both in terms of partnerships, right? But I think it's exciting. But I feel like she's been at this very hard road for a very long time, and she's just now got to the national prominence.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked her, have you arrived? And I don't think she feels like she's arrived.
No, and... that's a good thing.
I
think you've never arrived. And if you've arrived, I think that's when it's time to hang it up a little bit, because then you settle down and you settle and you start to sit back and rely on that. So yeah, that's a good answer that she doesn't think she's... I don't think she's arrived.
No, but she's getting there. And Race Wives on CMT. Now you got me wanting to watch it.
Yeah.
Right? Who was Joe Exotic before Tiger King?
Exactly.
You know? We'll pause. This is kind of a girl power episode, wouldn't you say?
It's turning into that, for
because
sure.
We got Amanda Ruler coming up in hour two. Everybody knows Amanda. She's a favorite of ours, and there's so many things to talk with her about, but I do want to do a bit of a deep dive on WrestleMania 36. So we'll talk some more CFL. We'll talk about all the other topics that we've got, but obviously she was watching. I was following her Twitter, and WrestleMania 36 was a lot of fun. People are still talking about it, by the way. And I want to talk about Gronk potentially coming back to the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's a thing.
You had a scoop today that I didn't even know. That was it.
Okay.
It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 211, Canada's morning sports talk show. We'll be back after this brief pause. We're coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada, Facebook Live. Coming soon to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, And when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.